Hello.
Yes, Mr. President.
Anything new?
Yes, sir. I've finally gotten Henry's message.
Right.
Which is a lengthy one, but which is, I think, quite a bit less pessimistic than his telephone.
Really?
What he's going to do is they're going to leave the experts working on the protocols. There, so it's not going to look like a terminal accident.
Yeah, I noticed it. Headline: The Star said, "Very hopeful. Henry's returning." I don't know, for Christ's sake, how dumb these assholes be.
And then he's also got a military plan, which is sort of gradual.
No. He's here to wire him immediately. I will not accept graduality.
Right, sir.
I will not accept it.
Yeah. I don't mean in that context. I mean we have to do reconnaissance. Zhuang Tui or Lei Duc To told him that he had to go back because he could not move the Politburo on this DMZ issue. It's now in a state, according to Henry, that everything has been settled but a couple of issues, and in a way that a message exchange could have a peace agreement.
Right. Well, now the thing I want to tell you is this, that I want you to give to Brennan a call. I think he should know this, that tell him it, and do it very low-key, that the president doesn't want to embarrass him or anything, but that, because this is, he just never wants to mix personal with other things, but that he doesn't want it to be any embarrassment to the Soviet government, but that the president, of course, will have to cancel. He could not have his daughter visiting the Soviet Union at a time that we have to resort to more military activities in Vietnam. Now, you got my point?
Yes, sir. I understand.
All right. Get that across. It's just a good little signal right across the bow.
Right, sir.
And I will do it, too. They cannot be there at a time that we're, because, you know, they might give them a rough time.
That's absolutely right.
All right. And I just say that I just wanted to know that. I put it in the way that I just wanted to inform him that we didn't want it to be embarrassing him, so that we wanted him to know that the president is prepared, that we'll work it out in a mutually convenient way so it wouldn't be embarrassing, but that they will not be there in the Soviet Union at a time that we have to engage in additional military activities against the North. And that I just wanted to tell him that I didn't. That the president just wants to be sure that it doesn't cause any strain in our relations. That we have to make this kind of decision. You see what I mean? You do it in a very subtle way. He'll get the point.
Right. Exactly. And I talked to him earlier. He called, and I didn't give him too much. So I wanted to keep him on edge.
Right.
Henry also said that he said that this settlement we can have just as soon as Hanoi gives the okay. And all we have to do is exchange a few messages, and it's done. The fact is that they've decided to string us along for time.
Right. And I want Sabrina to know, though, that I'm going to cancel the visit of the kids in the event that this doesn't work out.
Exactly.
It's cold turkey.
Exactly.
And that I just cannot have them there and tell them at a time that I'm going to have to take additional military activities against the North.
You'll understand.
He'll get the point. Will you do that? Give him a call right now.
Right, sir. Well, he's called me. He said he wouldn't be available if I had anything more until 11 tonight, but I can call him at 11.
All right. You do it. Good.
All right, sir.
But as a matter of fact, as far as the message is concerned, it isn't quite as bad as Henry.
No, not at all. And he feels that we've got to get Chu on board and that the Vice President and I ought to go over there as part of this thing and just lay it down to him. We'll just be back in another.
Well, the only thing that I'm concerned about is this. Al, God damn it, the Vice President, you should go, but I want to be able to withdraw something. Now, we've got 29,000. Bring it down to 15, just like that.
Yes, sir.
Do something.
We
do something.
We don't want Hanoi to be encouraged either.
No, you don't have to encourage it too much. Just
quiet.
Do it in a quiet way.
Yes, sir.
Do things. We'll cut off money then, but
that's what we're
going to do. Can't we discover some things to cut off, some money, and...
We're going to drill on it all night. We've got several things, and... Laird is
now. I want it done right now, though. Al, I don't want anything said publicly.
No,
I don't want Hanoi to see it. But I want to do some things that will get through to Tu. also, I want to be sure that Bunker has the message. Nobody is to communicate with the son of a bitch now without specific authority from Washington.
Right, and what Henry did, he just broke off in Paris. He said, I will not meet or discuss with you anymore. He did that today. He had Porter meet with him. We also have an analysis, incidentally, a very careful one by our expert in CIA.
Yeah.
And he says that Tu's speech today was very carefully worded not to get himself out on a limb.
Good. Sorry.
That's their judgment.
Mm-hmm.
They think he'll come, and I think this kick in the ass will do it, and we'll put some screws on him.
All right, fine.
All right, sir.
Okay, but you understand. I don't want you to do anything with the brain of the night. I just want him to do it in a way that said, look, the president is very, he put it this way, the president very much, treasures his personal relationship with Brezhnev.
Exactly.
He does not want to jeopardize that by having his children there on a personal visit, but it might embarrass Brezhnev and me. And therefore, he would like to work out a conciliatory way to cancel it. Because of what we're going to have to do on Vietnam.